Well, the government has been putting the heat on Labor in Question Time over the conduct of Shanghai Sam Dastyari, the Labor senator accused of deliberately contradicting his party's policy on the South China Sea and warning an ASIO target that he was being bugged. This afternoon in Question Time, Malcolm Turnbull has pressured Bill Shorten to reveal what advice he gave Sam Dastyari before the senator visited his wealthy, controversial Chinese donor mate. At that meeting, it's alleged that the senator warned the donor he was being monitored by ASIO, and the pair had their phones bugged, so they went outside to talk. It's been a busy day in Canberra with the same-sex marriage bill introduced to the lower house and Labor Senator Katie Gallagher falling victim to the citizenship scandal. Let's go to Michael Packey to sum it all up. 2GB's political editor. Michael, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben.
Shanghai Sam, not off the hook just yet. I know it was last week's story, but the government doing its best to keep the heat on him.
Oh, you look, absolutely. During Question Time, whenever Labor asked questions of the government, basically the Prime Minister, they put it back onto Bill Shorten or whichever Labor member was asking questions. And basically what the government was saying is they want to know when Bill Shorten spoke to Sam Dastyari and did he tell him that Huang Shengmo may have been monitored by authorities. Now, in the last 5 minutes or so in Question Time, Labor then started asking the government about its links to this specific donor. Now, Malcolm Turnbull says he doesn't deny that the Liberals took donations from this group, but he says a donation to a party is very different to taking a direct cash payment from a donor to pay expenses. And we know that that's what Sam Dastyari has admitted to, that he's relied on this donor to pay some of his legal bills. And I can also tell you that in some breaking news, Ben, foreign donations legislation will be introduced into the Senate later this week. This is to overhaul the donations that political parties can take from foreign entities.
Okay, we'll have a look at that with Professor Clive Hamilton this hour from Charles Sturt University, who's been repeatedly warning about the high level of Chinese influence in Australian politics. Also, today in Canberra, the other news, I suppose, is Katie Gallagher, the Labor MP who's fallen victim to the dual citizenship scandal.
Yeah, look, documents have revealed that the ACT Labor senator did hold dual citizenship at the time of last year's election. She held British nationality. She says that she took steps to renounce those British ties before the last election. Problem is, it was a month after the July election that her renunciation was made official, and this is where she could be in breach and essentially referred to the High Court. And it's not only Katie Gallagher. The government believes there are at least three Labor MPs that could also be in trouble. We'll find out soon enough. They have to declare their details by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And just lastly, Michael, for the first time in the Parliament's history, an MP popped the question.
That's exactly right. Tim Wilson, the Victorian MP, he proposed to his partner. Tim Wilson was on his feet talking about same-sex marriage, which has been debated in the lower house this week. And right at the end of it, he proposed to his partner, Ryan. Ryan accepted. The chamber erupted in cheers.
Good on you, Michael. Thanks for the report.
No problem.
Michael Packey, 2GB's political editor.